I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Taliban militants are wasting no time trying to put pressure on minority Christians. Christians were attacked in Taser Town near Karachi. That's outside the area where the Taliban have instituted Sharia law. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says three Christians were killed, including an 11-year-old boy.
The Taliban were attacking a number of Christians who were removing messages that had been written on their church building and local homes that were calling for Christians to renounce their faith and making demands that they actually pay what's called a sheet attack.
Pray Pakistan's government will protect minorities. Next, the International Bible Society Send the Light began a partnership with Campus Crusade for Christ 10 years ago. Through it, says IBS's Rich Blanco, they've been able to distribute 1 million customized Bibles in their freshman survival kit on secular college campuses. The kit also includes school supplies, books, and a laundry bag for incoming freshmen. Campus Crusade also has
used the freshman survival kit as an initiative to launch their ministry on new campuses, because it's a very easy way to launch a ministry when you're giving a gift to students.
To learn more about how you can help, visit our website. And one student in Thailand thought she'd be too poor to attend college. Thanks to Compassion International, she now has hope for the future. A top student in her high school, this believer was able to join the Compassion's Leadership Development Program. The program paid for her college tuition. Poverty forces many girls in Thailand into marriage. Compassion's educational program is offering them hope for a brighter future. Pray this hope reaches more girls in Thailand. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called The Choice, America's Road to Ruin or Renewal, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.